Heavenly Whispers. Chef is in the house and the man is hopefully on the phone. I could not help myself. I found that song and I said, how perfect is this song? So let's see if he's on the line. Chefy, are you there? Is that perfect or what?
I actually saw the film clip that the other day, but I didn't actually get on the sound as well as I was.
That's like the national anthem. And I love
pretty
that
well.
Song. And I said, oh, my God, I just happened to come across it. I was like, that's like so perfect. And I said, I have to download it for him and put it on the show.
There's another song from the scared little, scared weird little guys. Come to Australia, you might just get killed. That's pretty well the epitome of how Australia is as well. Yeah, scared weird little guys. That's a few years ago.
But it, I mean, it was a beautiful video too. I wish I could have the video on there too, because it just shows a lot of Australia and all its beauty. But it was actually pretty cool. It was well done. It was very well done. Well, how are you?
I can't complain. It's a lovely, what is it, 8 in the morning? On a perfect day, it's going to be about 38 degrees Celsius. So what's that, about 108 in the shade, 108 degrees Fahrenheit in the shade today?
Oh,
it's going to be wonderful. Oh, that's normal. That's just a balmy summer's day here.
I'd be barbecuing there, literally. Oh, thank you.
Oh, let's see if I can find it. There we are. Oh, there it is. Come to Australia. Yeah, lovely link.
It's been actually very cold here.
I've seen some. One of my lady friends is in Minnesota, has moved to Minnesota. Beautiful, beautiful story. Because she, years ago, she met this tree trunk of a guy. He's just massive, and they met. They started a romance. She got married. She managed to I put up the link. That was the other song. She managed to say they got married. She's moved there. And she just thinks it's wonderful. She's fighting her way through 6-foot snow drifts, but it's just marvelous for her. I keep sending her photographs of photos of sunny beaches and everything else like that. And she goes, nope, don't miss it. Nope, nope, nope. Stuff melting on the pavement. No, don't miss it.
Wow. Good for her.
Well, she's the epitome of how things can work out. She's that whole proof of thing. Okay. Snow, we only have a tiny bit of snow that comes in Australia. I wouldn't say tiny. We get snow just in one region of Australia, and that's kind of like the end of winter. It starts to happen, so it's kind of like everybody ties a pile down there while it's still there, and it disappears again. Where, in America, you get out there, say there's plenty of places you can go where there's snow all year round, but for us there isn't.
I keep telling Linda, I keep seeing you as a potato farmer. I went for testing this week for MRIs, and my MRIs, they were glowing. I mean, really glowing. And I hadn't even had the dye, you know, the contrast put in yet.
You didn't power down before you went for your MRI, did you?
No, but they're really cool because, you know, like when you mess with the pictures, you know, you scroll down the pictures because, you know, you can use your mouse to roll the pictures.
Yeah.
And so it's like evolution, you know, so you can see yourself go from a Neanderthal into an alien. So it's the coolest thing, you know. So here I am going back and forth.
with my ass to be going more like from a Neanderthal to a planet. Oh, look, now it's a little moon.
But no, this is a brain scan. So I'm like going back and forth and back and forth, entertaining myself, you know. But it was actually pretty cool. So I said, I should like take stills of this, you know, and see this. Oh yes, this is our evolution. This is us being Neanderthal, then human, and then this is how we turn into aliens. Now, you know, the way the evolution is, I said, I would probably not be the only one that finds this funny.
You could have shown ascension through the MRIs.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, you know. And I said, I'd probably be the only one that finds this funny. But what was interesting about the MRIs, but this is the interesting part about it, was the MRIs, you know, was glowing, but it was the outside of my body that was glowing, not the inside of my body that was glowing. So Linda was like, yes, you had the contrast happening. And I said, yeah, but the contrast was supposed to be on the inside of my body, not on the outside of my body. The outside of my body was glowing, not the inside. So that was really interesting. So I can't wait to find out what the doctor says about that.
He'll say you're a light bulb.
Yeah, which I thought was very strange. So, and they've already called me back in, which I've never heard of a turnaround being that fast for an MRI. You know?
Yeah, that is a quick turnaround.
Yeah, I just had it done Friday. I'm going back in Monday.
Cool. I just saw what Linda's put up in the chat room. No, Chrissy. A tree trunk of a guy will not substitute for a tree. Okay. Nice try.
Peter.
No cigar, Chrissy. No cigar.
That's hilarious.
Oh, okay. Well. It's a pretty quiet week. I'm not exactly sparkling or doing anything. I have done one thing. I decided to go cold turkey on my medications.
Oh,
so
good for you.
Except for, you know, obviously the blood pressure pill, which would be to go cold turkey on. And the anti-inflammatories. And it's been about 3 days. So, because it occurred to me that, you know, especially with things like Panadol, you build it. Panadol's like it's the same with things like codeine. So you build up a resistance. So I thought, well, I'm going to go cold turkey for about a week and allow my body to clear out the resistance that it would normally have to the painkillers. You end up building up a level of pain medication, and then it blanks out what the reality of what your pain is. So I thought, no, stuff it. I'm just off, and I'll go a few days and see how it all goes. And that also gives my body a chance to clear some out, so I get a representation of how much pain I've got left.
Right.
in theory.
Very good. Yeah, because your mind could be tricking you that your body's in a lot more pain than it really is.
But I still can't solve my problem. I have one old man leg because all the swelling's gone. Quite literally. Yeah, you know, the whole old man thing. Yeah, because I didn't realize how many years everything's been swollen. So I've got old man feet, old man toes, old man skin with things are hanging down. And then look at the left foot, which is still swollen. And that still looks like it's about 20 years younger. And kind of like before, after, before, after.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a process, that's for sure. Isn't it, Linda?
Insert Twilight Zone music here.
I know, right?
Yeah, it's a process.
Hello, Linda.
No, it's a process.
Linda knows all about the process, don't you, Linda?
Yes, the girl at Walgreens is lucky to be alive today.
So, what's happening in the big wide world? Because down here is boring shit. Quite literally, I've done this week virtually nothing. That's just not true. I pulled out some of my folded push bikes and serviced them yesterday and started riding them up and down the street. So any poor bugger that would have been out gardening or something yesterday, they would have sucked their head down and do something, see me go past on one bike, sucked their head down to do some gardening, looked up and saw me go past another push bike. He's going, I swore he was on that. Head down again, look up, another push bike goes past. So they would have totally thought they were going crazy.
Well,
when you got 14 of them.
Yeah, I've actually keep looking outside, and for some reason, more and more cats are coming to my house. I don't know if I'm becoming the crazy cat lady, but I'm. My cat is fixed.
Not going there.
My cat is fixed. You know, I don't know why they're like, and she's, you know, she's like this little thing, and these cats are like these big toms, like.
Is she neutered?
These huge toms. Is she what?
Is she spayed? Has she been fixed?
Yes. She's fixed.
Okay, well, she should be in theory. She's not putting out any scent, so.
No, and she's mean to other cats.
Oh, they say mean girls usually attract.
Yeah, I guess. You know, and then I let the dog out because he'll, you know, fight to the death for her too, and they're just like really, they howl and stuff. Outside for, and you know, she's fixed. I mean, there's no two ways about it. She's fixed. But these like humongous toms are around, and there's probably about four cats, like these big giant toms. And I've noticed that these foxes and coyotes, so now I have to keep her in because I'm afraid she's going to get eaten.
Or get a date.
That too, you know. I'm most likely getting eaten, but I don't want to take my chances. I kill. But I've been working on my website, and it looks fantastic. I've actually created some new pieces. I call them angel portals. That I've created specifically for when people do meditations, that they can wear when they do meditations. And they go into that meditative state to take them to that higher place to connect with their higher selves. And they're beautiful. I've kind of revamped my whole site. So people want to take a look at that. They can actually go to my website, which Linda has.
I'm there
nice
right now.
Yeah. Where people can actually take a look at it. And
it looks really good.
It looks good. And I'm going to be putting some more stuff about other things. And I've actually created some other pieces that I'll be putting up there and some more about different types of portals. And for the next month or so, I'll be working on that and putting other information up because there's a lot of stuff happening in the world and getting just a lot of more information up there. So if anybody has some stuff that they would like to add to the site or information that they want to get out, please feel free to get it to me and I'll put it up there as well, add a page to kind of just put it out there for you. So just let me know. And our call-in number is 347-884-9491. And, Chef, if you're ready for our callers, we've got some callers on the line that are ready.
Let's
to...
Let's do it. I need something to wake me up. Let's cause some damage.
Okay.
Hello, people. Are you feeling lucky, people?
We've got Carrie in Rhode Island. Let's see. Carrie. Oh, wait. Sorry, Carrie. I actually have somebody before you. We have Tamika in Michigan, I think. Hello, Tamika.
Hello.
Is that how you say it? Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Very good. What can we do for you?
I was wondering, how does a guy named Sam feel about me and when would I hear from him?
Oh, you're talking way too fast.
Hello.
Hello.
If she talked any faster, she'd be an Aussie.
I was wondering, how does a guy named Sam feel about me, and when would I hear from him?
I'll stick my head on the news and say by the end of the week.
I'm sorry?
About the end of the week, like, you know, Thursday.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm having a hard time understanding.
Okay.
You got a strong accent, and I'm having a hard time.
I better have a strong accent.
Yeah. I like you,
G'day,
though.
Mate. Crikey. All right.
I'm sorry.
Towards the end of the week, you'll be contacted. Probably about Thursday-ish.
Thursday? I take something that he never responded back. He's just a stubborn person. Like, I'd be trying to reach out and be his friend. He don't ever want to spend time. Like, I don't know, how does he feel about me? Like, it's just so confusing.
I've got to tell you, I don't think he's the one.
I don't want to build no relationship with him. I just want to
know. I know, but
like,
he's not the one for anything. He's just, what's the word? What would be an American equivalent? He's very casual.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. So how does he feel about me being a friend? Being his friend?
It would probably be better for you at this point in time that that's all he was, because to be really blunt, I don't even really see friends with benefits. You know what friends with benefits is?
Yes, that's sexual. That was how he was a point in time, but that's not like that no more.
No,
because
no,
I'm not that type of person that just sit up here and just do that, and that's it. I feel like I'm getting used And I'm not the type of woman.
I'd kick him to the curb, really.
Yeah.
Seriously, I would kick him to the curb because he's just... Yeah, if you were to go on a date with him, we'd have to call an ambulance to make sure they gave him the old paddles first to make sure the bastard was alive before you went on a date, because he's kind of like he's a bit too laid back. He's almost comatose.
Okay, thank you.
No worries.
Yeah, I have to agree. I have to agree with Chef also.
Mhm.
definitely friends. I got that right off the bat. And and he's definitely fly by night.
He is stopping the person that's supposed to be there from showing up yet.
An artist that you're gonna be dealing with. Whether that person, that artist, is like a music person or an artist.
Because currently he's in a relationship right now. And I try not to be so much like with that. I try to back off more and try to show him like what type of person I can be. Show him that I'm different than others he might experience. But he don't ever give me a chance to. Like, I'm okay, let's go out and... And I'd be telling him, since you got a girlfriend, you should be being intimate with other people.
Well, I'm going to put it to you like this. What goes around comes around.
Right, exactly. And I feel like I'm just getting dogged out because I always reach out to him. I try to show him that I'm interested, and he just basically ignores me all the time. And I hate being rejected and ignored. And I tell him that he just basically like he don't care.
In this case, he's a blessing that he is ignoring you because he's a waste of space. And
yay.
You can really, you've got someone. You know, my boys are saying August
boyfriend.
That someone's going to show up for you.
Right.
You've got somebody coming.
And like I told him, like, well, thanks for being a lesson in my life.
That's exactly what he is.
I'm like, you always ignore me, and I'm like, I don't want to talk to you no more, and thanks for being a lesson in my life. Because I just feel like that's wrong. Especially if a person trying to reach out to you, let them know that you're interested, hey, let's do this, let's go places, and you just ignore. But the people you probably around don't even show you as much attention as I do or try to be there. So I don't, that's just how I feel about that. That's messed up.
Definitely good to kick him to the curb.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I do. Well. I'm starting to back off more now. It used to be hard for me to back off. I used to back off, come back off. It used to be hard for me to just let him go, but now I just don't have I don't care attitude no more. But thank you.
That's really good. No worries.
Y'all have a great
Bye-bye.
Night.
You too.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, bye-bye. Bye-bye, honey. All right. Moving on. Next person, Miss Carrie Bodalan.
Hello.
Carrie.
Hi.
Hello, Carrie.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Are you feeling lucky today, Carrie?
I don't know about lucky, but I'm just hoping that any messages you may have from, you know, my angels, the spirit guides around me.
What's the most important question in your mind?
I don't know if I can put it down to one question. I just, you know, I'm opening 20.
Everybody has
open
one
heart.
Question that's important.
Yeah, I'm pretty vague. I don't know. I've had a lot of people cross over in the past year, very important people, some, you know, distant relatives and also friends in subsequent years. So I was just trying to connect with them.
Who's the husband and wife? Tall guy, short girl. Guy looks like he's about 50, eh? The guy would be in his late 50s. The woman looks like she's about 45-ish, 46.
About what era? Is one living and one dead?
No, they're both passed. I got a couple standing in the living room with me. Because what I gave is pretty vague. Let me try. Give me 2 seconds. I'll try and get them to come a bit closer into the lounge room. They're standing at the doorway, so to speak. Yeah. Get your asses in. Yeah.
Do you know what maybe decade he passed in?
If I were to put a time, a decade in the 60s, at the beginning of the 60s.
61.
62, 63.
Yeah, 61.
Well, they're passing, so they've gone, hi.
Yeah, my great grandfather.
Ah.
Can I just ask you a quick question? What descent are you?
What descent?
Your accent. Yeah, your accent.
Australian.
Australian, okay. Because he would be Scottish, Irish. He had a very thick brogue, so I'm not sure if that makes sense to you.
It does. If I was to trace, mind you, I have had my family tree traced back, and it wasn't good. but if we were to go to a, if we actually go to a genealogy of it all,
okay.
Scotland.
Wow.
I actually originate from a little port in England. Full of sailors, thieves, and sluts. Is how my wife, described it to me. I said, "Okay, so when she
so whereabouts
first,
in Scotland, if I may ask?"
She told me that I just can't remember. The worst thing wasn't that we have a little our continent, my country, Australia, has a very large island hanging off the bottom of it called Tasmania. And it tends to be the butt of a lot of jokes about two-headed inbreeding and two people with three legs. And it turns out that my family were one of the founding families of even worse. Because,
wow.
So my wife first says that and said, "Oh, great. Couldn't you simply say I was a terrorist or something else?" Because that would still be better than being a terrorist. It would be like what's a really bad one over there? I don't know, Alabama.
Alabama.
Pick a state, you know. Yeehaw! So,
no matter which
state I say, I'm going to get into trouble.
I'm open to anything you may have, regarding, I don't know, anything close to me. That's something that's come up in the recent past. But I mean, other than
you're
that,
in a relationship, right?
In a relationship.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's talking about the dumb dude.
The what?
The dumb, as he put it, the dumb one. So
the dumb one? I'm sorry,
the dumb one. The stupid one. So I don't know what sort of relationship you got, but I know what they think of it. This is their message, okay, not mine. I'm sure he's really good. Okay, the guy that you're having a relationship with, how is it all going?
Splendid.
Has he got a brother?
No, I'm not.
I need to find out who the dumb one is.
Huh?
I need to find out who the dumb one is. They're going off about something really stupid. And the impression I got from the conversation I'm having with him, they were talking about your partner. So either he's done something stupid lately, or think he could try harder. But he's the guy, the grandfather, is being quite rude about how he's talking.
Yeah.
And I don't know whether now, if you remember your grandfather, was he someone that used to swear
a
lot?
He would be my great grandfather, and I know a lot about
him.
Did you give me anything to validate this? Because I know a lot about him.
The only thing he's showing me is mechanics. You know, like engineer. You know the old fashioned mechanics overalls or farmers overalls, those sort of things. You know, the one piece that used to drop at the front. He's showing me those. So that I can get out of him. So let's get back to the dump.
I understand that.
So if he was a mechanic, he would swear a lot.
He was a coal miner, my great-grandfather.
Okay, that makes sense. Then he would swear a lot. So in other words, you know, there is swearing a lot, but if he's a coal miner, a mechanic, an engineer, in a lot of cases a farmer, they all swear they're normal. It's like Italians. Italians, on a very general basis, are very emotional when they talk, so they tend to swear their heads off, use their hands, but for them it's the same as saying, hi, can you give me a hand with this? But in that fact, it's like, you know, so when he's talking about the, how are you, when he's talking about that, he could just simply be saying, oh, well, your partner needs to pull his finger out about some situation that's going on.
Oh, is there any more descriptives regarding the situation, or?
Is he involved in a situation that requires him to sign papers?
With what?
Like legal stuff.
Huh?
Legal stuff. One moment. Hello, son. The other son come home last night. Okay, shh. I'm on show. Sorry, my family's just walking.
That's okay. I'm just having trouble hearing you.
He's talking about legalities. He has papers to sign sometime this year, roughly around May.
May?
Yeah. I don't know what it's about. He's not saying, but what he's telling me is, be stupid about just simply signing them. He needs to make sure he reads them well.
Mm-hmm.
And basically what your grandfather said is, don't let him do what he always does.
Okay. Okay, that makes sense.
So I have no idea what it's about, but that's what they're
talking about. I know what it's about. No idea. It's bizarre. This is bizarre, but I just pulled out something from the drawer. My father passed.
Makes no sense at all, doesn't it?
No, my father passed.
Insert Twilight Zone music here.
In July of last year, he passed, and he installed a fan, and we just replaced it today. But he had installed it in May of last year, and it stopped working suddenly. So it was regarding the mechanics of the fan. And we just pulled the paperwork out maybe 2 hours ago, not even.
Ah. It should all work out, though.
What's the general message that we're conveying here?
He said, check the paper. He's talking about this. One moment. When he was talking about it all, he's just saying, read it completely. Because usually when you go through contracts and stuff, you'll always find there's something they've written into it that you really didn't notice when you first signed.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Is this in regards to a property?
I think it's something to do with a property, because usually this sort of stuff is witnessed.
Right. I'm trying to discern the relationship and the property, that's all.
Yeah. What I will tell you is, whatever it is, the outcome will be benevolent. It's not going to be what you expect, but it's not going to be really shitty either. There'll be that, you know, things will work out for the best.
Okay. Thank you very much.
My absolute pleasure.
I'm sorry?
My pleasure.
Have a good night.
Carrie.
Okay, bye-bye. Yep.
Hey, Carrie.
Yep.
just for shits and giggles, look up the correlation between metaphysical meaning of fans, as in, you know, fan that you have in your house, and relationships.
Okay.
I know it sounds weird, but everything is everything.
No. I'm open to it. I'm just kind of taken aback.
You know what I mean? Because I'm very big on, you know, spirit always has a way of, you know, when shit hits the fan, it it hits the fan. So
what?
So yeah. I'm just putting it to you like that. So, you know.
Wow,
so I'm just giving it to
great.
You. So. All right.
I definitely will. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Okay. Looks like we have Sonia from Pennsylvania.
Hi.
Sonia, hi. How are you?
Hi, thank you for I'm doing good. Thank you for taking my call.
What's going on?
Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Can you hear us?
Yes.
Okay. What can we do for you?
Yeah, first of all, thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome.
Okay. I wanted to, what has happened is that I'm currently looking for work. What has happened is that December of last year.
Don't tell us anything, sweetie.
I was laid off from my job, so, you know, that's the situation.
Just be
right
open
now, so.
to us giving you information. Don't give us information, because then it's what's the point of, you know, us giving you information, because then you've already given us everything, and then it's like we can't validate anything for you.
Okay. No, that was just on my mind. That's all. That's why I wanted to, you know.
Well, then you can just share it with us after we kind of give you your stuff. Okay?
Okay.
All right. But I think we lost Pete in the interim, so he'll probably call back in a second. So I'm just going to give you what I have, and that's probably what you heard. I heard the click. Because usually when there's a lot of energy on the line, that's what happens.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to first thing I got was, oh, he's back already. See, that's how quick spirit works. I'm getting,
are we talking Johnny Walker?
Yeah, right.
Oh, wrong spirit. Damn.
You know, after it rains, the sun always shines. So even in when in the darkest times, there's always a silver lining. And even when you think that things can't get any worse, like when you go out and there's a storm happening and you're like, oh, thank God I have my umbrella. And you go to open it and you find out the umbrella is broke, and then it starts to downpour. You're like, really, God? You know? Come on, you can't give me a break today. But there's always a silver lining somewhere, because something good is going to come out of this, and you have to believe that. All right? Seriously, I want you to understand that. Now, I'm getting something with your vehicle. Did you recently, I don't know if it broke down, you're having difficulty with your vehicle. Can you give me that piece of information?
Yeah, actually, my vehicle is fine. I just had some work done to it. is, and yesterday I was contacted, because I have a Honda Civic, and I was contacted by the actual manufacturer because they had a recall for airbags. So they contacted
me
yesterday. They're going to order the part and they're going to replace it free of charge for me, because there's something big that came out in the news with a whole bunch of recalls. That's the only thing.
Yeah,
other than that, my car works great.
Okay, you're going to, this is the beginning of your blessings. I want you to understand that. Okay?
Uh-huh.
So, now this is how I'm picturing you, that you're almost like an hourglass shape. You're kind of bigger on the bottom. To look at you, you're like a very bodacious. That's how I'm going to, you know, describe you. You're very curvy. Am I correct in describing you?
I'm very what, curvy?
Curvy.
Well, actually, I mean, I am, you know, I'm slim. I'm a slim person. You know, and people have told me that I'm good looking. you know, I take care of my appearance and I watch what I eat. So, yeah,
okay.
I mean, yeah.
I'm seeing you very small-waisted, but I'm seeing your bottom as being a little bit bigger.
Okay.
I don't know if I'm looking at your perception of you.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm looking at you as being bigger on the bottom. Maybe that's how you see you, but it doesn't matter. I also see two kids by you as well. Do you have two children?
No, ma'am.
No?
No.
Okay. Do you have two siblings?
I have 5 siblings, actually.
Okay. Because I see a young girl and a young boy.
Okay.
Close by you.
Okay.
All right. Age is probably 7, 5 in that age group.
Okay.
All right. So close by you that they could be in the same household.
Okay.
Like you would see them on a daily basis.
Okay.
That you would be a caregiver to them.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
But you're... Okay. Either these children are coming to you or they're part of your immediate family. And I see them as part of your family for some reason. And that, these other questions I have, I can't ask you on the air, or I won't ask you on the air. How's that? But the blessings that you have, they are coming to you. And they're only going to get better. This is a very good year for you. Last year, not so good, relationship-wise, career-wise. I'd even say family-wise. Almost like a purging, a cleansing, even growth-wise. I think you still have a little bit of that going on. And it'll continue to happen maybe up until probably 2nd week in February.
Okay.
As far as career is concerned. But I think it's going up and up and up and up.
Okay. Were you picking up anything about, you know, me finding a job, you know, any interviews?
I think that's actually starting to happen within the next 2 weeks. Chef, what do you have?
What was the original question?
Work.
Everything can be fine until the airbag goes off, so it's all good.
Oh, geez.
Joking. I am joking. All right. Bang!
They call me, you know? They call me. They call me because they're scared of a lawsuit. That's what it is. That's the only reason why they're calling us.
Well, that's right. And Hondas are wonderful cars. They really are. I had a Honda a long time ago. It wasn't in fact
so the airbag went off.
I would have
no.
kept it. No, look, you're fine. Look, you remember that really shitty year you had last year? You remember the absolutely completely really shitty year you had a year before? Okay, don't worry about those. They're all gone. They can kick them to the curb. We like kicking them to the curb. I fully agree with Annie. Everything's falling into place. For a lot of people, 2015 is going to be a great year, and you're one of them. End of February, you'll be surprised about what's coming your way, including work. I do see you in a full-time job within the first 3 months of this year. I'll be very surprised that you won't be. What is that? What did you used to do?
Me?
Yes.
My last job I was doing software testing. But prior to that, you know, I was always in, you know, roles of dealing with the clients, and I'm technical oriented, and I wouldn't mind a job where it involves some traveling, you know, getting hands on, you know, doing different things. I'm not afraid of trying new things at all.
Cool. Give me a sec while I figure out what the hell this is. They've shown me something. I want to make sure I get it right because it doesn't quite make a lot of sense. It's going to be along that line anyway because you are very personable. So if I was to put a quote just to what I think it is, it's like you're going to... well, actually, it looks like the medical field.
Oh.
I don't necessarily think it's medical. Because
wow.
I can see that whole medical center thing being thrown at me. So it either means you're going to fall
that?
Off the perch during the medical center. That will work there. So I don't see you falling off the perch. So I assume that you're going to go with it.
So you feel that the field I go into will be medical. I mean, the industry will be medical.
I think there's scope for you in that direction. But
right.
Whatever it is, I mean, it's whatever you choose to do, because free will is everything. What I can tell you is that the timeline I see you on at the moment, we will see you by the beginning of March at the very latest in a full job. It will either require you to go to medical centres to do your work, or as in you'll visit them because you're opening up. A pharmaceutical rep, or something to do with a service industry that supplies the medical field, or you're going to go and work in the medical field. That's
okay.
That's how I'm interpreting what I'm seeing. But it doesn't matter what you do, because free will is everything. But you will end up in a full time job. By the time we get to the very beginning of March, I can see you working full time. I will be extremely surprised if you're not.
Right. Because what it is, I'm surprised you said medical, because that's what I've been applying. That's the field I'm trying to get back into. I mean, it doesn't mean,
I think,
you know,
you're successful. I really do.
That's the jobs I applied for. I applied for some, you know, medical software companies because,
yep.
And I've also applied for pharmaceuticals. And that's what I've been, I would say like 90% of the jobs I've applied, they're either pharmaceutical, medical, or medical software.
Yeah, I think whatever it's going to be in relation to it, you get it.
Oh,
I really
okay.
do. I really, and this is something you're here too. I can't stress that because, like I said, that was last year for you. Don't even give that a, just kick it to the curb, go to the toilet and flush it a few times and go, that's the end of that year. So you'll be fine. Your car's not going to blow up, despite Honda.
that's reassuring.
No, it's a good year for you. I've got to ask you, did you know, this is going to sound really weird. I've got this huge Mexican guy standing in my room. And as much as it sounds corny, his name is Miguel. There you say, Miguel? He tells me he knows you.
Miguel.
Yeah, Miguel. Tall, very thick set. Yeah, but a happy face.
I can't think of anyone. Short, curly
hair.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Whoever he is, he follows you around to make sure you're okay.
Okay.
So I don't know, but no one's going to argue with him, so you'll be fine.
Okay.
Because anyone who gives you shit, he's going to kick their backsides for you.
Okay.
He said, it's hard to explain. He's just standing there. He's huge. I mean, he is really huge. He's kind of like Chuck O'Neill type huge. And he's got his massive arms folded, and he's just smiling like, you want to cause trouble? No. So, whoever he is, or whatever association has for you, because obviously he knows you physically before he passed, he's now pretty well got your back.
Oh, that's cool.
But it's all good.
Okay,
that's all I got.
All right, thank you.
Alrighty.
My pleasure.
You're very welcome.
All right.
Have a good night.
Thanks. You too. Have a good night, guys.
Okay. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
You better get my lounger. Jesus Christ. And don't damage the walls when they go through them. Oh, God, I have to repaint again.
All righty. We've got Aaron in Rhode Island. A lot of Rhode Island people. Hi, Aaron.
Hi.
How are you?
Hi, I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Very good.
Well, hello.
What can we do for you?
I'm brand new to this. I was just testing the waters. I was wondering if you had anything for me. Maybe possibly somebody that has crossed over. I'm sorry?
What's the most important question in your mind?
Oh. that's a broad question. I don't know. If you had anything from anyone that's crossed over, any messages for me possibly?
I don't know. Let's open the door and see where he comes in.
I'm into it.
There's a young boy in his teens. Brown or black hair, thin. He's very white. And in fact, he's pale white, like he's probably drowned or had a lack of oxygen. It's been hard to explain. They get a particular white sheen about them. So, obviously, is that pale? Probably about 15 and 17. That's the only person sitting here at the moment.
A man, though.
I have no idea. He's standing there. Yeah, if I were to say anything, I'd say
could it
brown.
Possibly be a woman or a female?
Hang on a minute. Are you a girl or are you gay? Ooh. No, it's a male.
Male.
Yeah, because he just dropped his pants to prove it. Not a sign I want to see first thing in the morning. Hang on a minute. You got a little willy. All right. That made him pull his pants up. Men. Okay, no, it's a male. He has short brown hair around the ears. There is a woman standing behind him, but she's got long hair. It's kind of like semi-curly, semi-wavy. It goes all the way down to her shoulders. She's got that whole confirmation dress on, which, you know, confirmation, you know, so Roman Catholic, that sort of thing. So she's either 21 or she's Roman Catholic.
Okay.
She's hanging off his arm. Oh, dragging the whole family. Next in line is a little boy. About, 8 years old. Looks very similar to the girl in relation to looks, but with short curly hair, not, you know, short curly slash wave. You know, that she's got looping curls. I don't know what way to explain it. I wouldn't call it bangs.
Doesn't really ring a bell.
No, I don't know. They're the only people I've got hanging around. So, the guy knows you. I have no idea who the girl is or the little boy is.
Can you give me any more information about the male?
Let's have a look.
Would it be a relationship by any chance?
Give me a sec. We'll have a chat with him.
Thank you.
Insert elevator music here. Andy, I'm not gonna get that bloody song out of my head the whole day now, Andy. Thanks. No, I won't sing. No one
thanks
should be
a lot, me
projected
too.
To that voice singing.
Elevator music.
Okay, he's from the 50s. He's got that whole I know you're from Rhode Island, but he's got that whole Bronx look with the when they used to go to school back then. They would be subjected to work. Oh, that's why. And that's why she's wearing. All right. They went to a private school. He's not wearing his jacket. You know where they wear those dark jackets? And you see a gold pinstripe running, the gold stripe running down the lapel all the way down the full length of the jacket. He's from the 50s. He used to go to a Catholic school Manhattan. I'm trying to find out exactly where.
No, I'm sorry. It was breaking up a little.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. Skype doesn't work very well with Blog Talk in my country. So sometimes you get every third word. He school at Lower Manhattan. So right down the other end from the. Which is where all the buildings in. Where's all the skyscrapers?
I think we lost her, Pete.
Okay. He's from Lower Manhattan. She used to be his girlfriend. He drowned. I don't know how or why, but she followed suit. I don't know whether she went in after him to try and save him, but they both went together. And the little boy, I have no idea. I just had to make sure I say that.
We've got the next person. We've got Mary Margaret from St. Louis. Mary Margaret, are you with us?
Yes, I am.
How are you today?
Hello, Mary Margaret.
Hi, I'm doing real good. I just want to know what you see for me in my health and in your future.
In your house?
In my health.
Oh, health. I'm going to say house.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to burn a house down, I don't know.
Must be my accent.
Hey, you know, I'm the only person that has an accent here, all right? I spent the rest of the day going, crikey, crikey, crikey. I don't sound like Steve Irwin. But we do, 2 seconds after he died, I cracked a joke about it. What's the last thing Steve Irwin said after the stingray stuck a barb in? Crikey, that's going to hurt. And everybody goes, too soon, too soon. Bad chef. We can't help it. You know, Australians have a very bad sense of humour. And unfortunately, we're very quick with our humour too. We tend to say it right on, you know, right as the things happen, we'll be cracking a joke about it. And people think it's very inappropriate. But they say, well, screw you. That's our culture. That's how we deal with a lot of things. We'll just joke about it and then we'll get on with it. So, hang on. So why do you want me to tell her about that? Oh, of course. Okay. The reason why they're getting me to talk this nonsense about getting on with it, when was the last time you had this? I'm going to say yes.
Sorry?
Yes, I'm arguing with my guides.
Oh, okay.
They're right.
My phone keeps cutting out.
Yeah. Your health. Can I ask you your age, please?
65.
Just stand still, mug a nice pose, and looks pretty while looking up and down.
Oh, Lord.
Ooh, nice tush. Shake it, baby.
You're bad.
No twerking. I've gone off squeaky since I've seen Miley Cyrus. No twerking. No stick twerking. I've got to tell you that if I look at you energetically, so in other words, I'm looking at your energy flows in your body, your levels of aura, because there's like 5 different levels of aura that flow. So the energy that flows around your body and all that sort of stuff. I would ask you to, and remember, I'm not a doctor. I can't give you medical advice, but I would say get your waterworks checked just to make sure everything's okay.
Okay.
There's discolor, energy-wise, there's discoloration around your lower half in relation to your bladder and your kidneys. There's a small shadow on your right lung, which does not mean I'm saying you've got cancer or anything else. I'm just saying energy-wise, there's a few little spots there that, your lower back's not the best. Too many rugby tackles trying to catch men.
well, you got that right.
and there's a small degeneration of your spine up on the right hand side. So whether that's true or not, I don't know. That's just how the energy is showing me. As a general state of health, you're actually doing pretty good. I mean, you're really doing better than me. I've got
my
team
and
play everywhere tomorrow.
I'm losing you. I'm missing. I'm getting like every other word.
Yep, you're supposed to what?
I'm supposed to go for some tests and maybe have a surgery. And I have to have this surgery before I can have another surgery that I need. And that's what I was kind of worried about.
Yeah, both surgeries. That's why my boys are saying just get on with it.
Okay.
Everything will fall into place and work out correctly for the two surgeries that you have, and you're going to get a very good outcome.
Yay!
So I have no doubt about that because if I look ahead,
mm-hmm.
say we'll look ahead 5 years, which doesn't mean because I think you're going to fall off the perch in 6 years. If I just look ahead 5 years, you're still cruising along and you're still doing quite well and everything else like that. So whatever your surgeries are, I don't have any trepidation about it that I can see.
Awesome.
Except maybe the surgeon's got a bad bedside manner.
No, he's pretty cute, actually. The surgeries I'm having, I'm supposed to have a gastric bypass, the sleeve, and then I gained a lot of weight, and so I've got to get that off to get my leg fixed. I've got that knee replacement that's gone off the charts, and
so I can't exercise.
Yeah, it does.
Okay, the gastric sleeve is going to be fine. You're better off having a gastric, and that's no offense to anybody else. You're better off in your case having a gastric sleeve anyway because your other option was gastric banding. And
mm-hmm.
I've got to tell you, you don't want to go down the gastric banding path for you because of the size you are. You don't want to be spending all your time vomiting into a bucket.
Mm-hmm.
Which is probably what the surgeon didn't tell you. Gastric banding requires you to only eat very small amounts of food. And
mm-hmm.
if you even try to put more than basically a half a cup of food into your guts, you'll throw it up. My boss had gastric banding done and spent every time to go and see him at lunchtime, he'd be sitting, eating, and having the waste bucket between his legs. And if you want to lose weight, sit with my boss while he's trying to eat because he'll throw you up your food. So...
Oh.
So the sleeve is really quite good because all it's really doing is reducing the size of your stomach, but
uh-huh.
as a continual flow. So it's that you just eat less, but you're not getting that whole vomiting and everything else, because you soon learn how much you can put in there. So it'll work out fine for you. I see it being very successful. That wasn't a very good knee replacement, was it?
No.
I just had mine done, both legs. They stuck the new ones in there. So they last 30 years. I've got titanium and oxonium implants.
Wow.
So,
I got mine are old. I had mine done in 2002, one,
yep.
and then 2005 was the other one. But this one, the right one, is totally, there's nothing supporting it, so... It's just the bones are off to the left and to the back. I mean,
yeah,
they don't
plastic
need...
Gone. Yeah, that's how my knees were.
Oh. Oh, well, that's
I had them done 12 weeks apart.
Yeah. Yeah,
so,
that's a hard surgery.
So the replacement's going to be fine. Your biggest fear is infection because you're going to come out of one surgery, then go into the other.
Mm-hmm.
Not straight away, but All you got to do is make sure that your surgeon keeps up antibiotics, because I've got to tell you, anything you have done up is down. So if it's like for me, I need to go and have some dental work done. So when I had the dental work done, I got to make sure I have strong antibiotics as well, because it's very easy for it to go down to your knees. So that's the only thing you've got to worry about, just making sure your surgeon does that. Then both surgeries are going to be successful.
Awesome. Well, thank you very much. I have anybody, any of my relatives come in? Do you see anybody?
There's an arm sticking through with a tattoo on it and a chubby guy at the end of it, but he's not coming into the room. He's probably 72, 75. Cheerful guy, but he's just kind of like, nah, say hello to her, enough, he's gone.
Okay. Well, I thank you very much.
My absolute pleasure.
Thank you.
All
right. And you all have a good evening. Thanks, Renee.
Big fan, but okay. Have a wonderful night.
Sorry.
That's okay. Renee's in the chat.
No, I gotta tell you.
But that's a compliment.
I'll tell you what. I'm
here,
so I'm going. Goodbye.
Hey, I started work at the old hospital, and I worked there 19 years. And for probably 10 of those years, on my very first induction, there was this guy standing with me. And the guy introduced me to Pete. So I always thought his name was Peter. So for probably 7 years, I go past this guy, hi Pete. 7 years. Yes, he starts, at the end of 7 years, he comes and starts working in the kitchen. And then I find out his name's not Peter at all, it's some other bloody thing, Nigel or, I don't know, Don or. And I'm kind of like, oh, Christ, and for 7 years I'm calling you. He must, every time you've gone past, he must have gone, what a dickhead. But it happens. Don't know. Anybody there? Is there anybody out there? What are you doing?
Hi.
What we got? So, hello, who are you?
This is Stacey.
Okay, Stacey. What's the most important question in your mind, Stacey?
Career. Finances.
So you're unemployed?
No.
If you're not unemployed, the job is so boring, you might as well be unemployed.
Yes.
Yeah, okay, that makes sense. Can I ask you what you do, please?
I'm in the healthcare field.
You don't work for a major hospital, do you?
No.
Cool. That makes it easier for me then. There's two things that are going on. The first one is that you want to leave where you're working at the moment. The second is I see two timelines for you. One actually requires you to go and work for a major hospital, because they keep putting up this whole huge hospital building thing. One is for you to completely leave the industry, completely leave the industry altogether. So I don't know which one you're going to go on, because you're on the crossroads. Put it to you this way. Roughly April, May, probably May of this year, I can see you change from the job you're in. I know that seems a fair way away, but things take time. But mind you, free will to everything. You could just completely not. you're either going to work for a go to work in a hospital, or you're going to go and work in an office building, a very large one. Because the image I'm getting is they're both the same in the way they look. Yeah, that whole slab side and glass thing.
Mhm.
So I'm just trying to figure out which one they're really showing me. I think it's okay. Are you from? Do you do the administration side of?
I didn't hear you. I'm sorry.
Do you do the administration side of healthcare?
No.
So why would they show me an office building? What's that about, gang?
I have no idea.
That makes two of us. I don't know what they're trying to show me. Look, if I was to put it, you know, because they give me two images. They give me the images of a very large hospital. I mean, it's a big hospital. Not one of these little mansy-pansy little small things. This is a major hospital. So it's wherever you are living, it's the biggest one in the city. But they're showing me the administration block of the hospital, as I assume is what they're trying to show me. So whatever you do in the healthcare industry, you'll end up working there, and it will lead on to you changing. So that's what I believe they're trying to show me.
Huh.
So if I were to put a timeline on that, I would say it's about mid-May for that to come to full fruition.
That sound good?
Uh-huh.
All righty. Well, we've got a bunch of people, so we got to be moving right along.
Thank you.
You're welcome, honey.
No worries. Okay, bye-bye. Okay, next victim.
Next
rock and roll.
We've got Rose Maria in Jersey. All right. Hello,
Hi,
Rose.
How
are you?
Fine, how
Great.
Are you?
Hi, Rose.
Hi.
So what's the most important question in your mind?
Career, like the last one. I'm working with two different people, and I'm not sure which one to lean on more to go full force on it. What
okay,
you guys
is it a male and a female?
Both, one of each.
One, yeah, but okay. So is one...
More,
is
I'm into leading the guy
job
side.
One job of male and one job of... You know what I mean? One job of male and one job of female?
Right.
Okay. And they say much to much, too. They're almost a pigeon pair. I'm going to stick my neck out and say the male seems more stable.
Okay, that's what I was leaning on more, too. That's where I want to go.
Because
to be with.
The female is a little flighty. Is flighty a good word for her? She tends to jump a little from one thing to another and then come to it again.
Right. Right. Get
I would
that one.
Go to the male.
Cool. Do you see any timeline on that one? When I'm going to start with that company that I'm wanting, leaning on more on?
They're saying August, but that's a very long time away. I don't know why they're saying. So I don't know what they're saying August for, because you're already working for them, right?
Not yet. No,
okay.
Trying to get into it.
I think you'll be successful. I don't think August is right. There must be something happening in August that requires you to go further into whatever you're doing. So I'll stick my neck out and say that probably towards the end of February, beginning of March, more the beginning of March, that everything's going to work out. In the, you know, because your whole year is structured. It's kind of like walking up steps. You've got, and it's all leading to August, and then it goes, then it just levels off. So whatever's going on in relation to how you've set up your progression through the year requires you to, one, around February, you're going to either, you're going to get this job, or you're going to get something that's going to lead you to that job. And then by the time we get to August, you're doing it and everything's good. Or you've been promoted, or whatever it is. There's some form of major event thing going on in August, but you lead up to it.
Cool. Appreciate it. Cool.
Awesome.
Have you got a sister?
Do I have a sister? No.
Yeah. We've got someone that's really close to you, like, probably like your cousin. There's a blonde woman, blonde woman, straight hair. It's part of the middle, straight hair. It's almost like bangs. It goes all the way down to the shoulders and stops. Little top, slightly wider bum.
I know who she is, but I'm not sort of kind of.
I don't know what's going on. They've stuck that photo up of me showing her. Whatever she's involved in, you need to step back and just be a spectator. I'll say it that way because something's going to go down and you don't need to be part of it.
Okay, about me or?
Oh,
problem?
No. You know, like you when you watch, you sit in the TV and you watch a show and you look at someone and you go, whoa, I wouldn't have done that. It's that sort of thing.
Gotcha.
So I don't know why they brought it up with me. I think it's just because I think they're going to go and try and lean on you for something and you don't need to be involved. So I don't know why. I don't know why. They're not giving me enough information. But they're giving me enough information to get your heads up.
Gotcha. Like say something about me to somebody else. Gotcha.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
So, okay, that's all I got.
Cool.
All righty.
Just step back. Cool. Appreciate it.
No worries. Okay, bye-bye.
Okay. See ya.
Bye-bye now. All right. We've got Stella. Am I pronouncing it correctly?
Sheila.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And what can we do for you?
Well, it just blew my next line, didn't it?
I'm sorry?
Yeah, what's that? It's a movie, Streetcar Named Desire. And I was going to yell out, Stella! But I can't do that now.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Just kind of wrecked that whole routine's just gone down the toilet, people.
Sorry, Pete.
All right, let's try this again. Hello.
I was wondering if things at work is going to get better.
Have you got a taser?
I wish.
Because you jam it up your boss's ass and turn it on, things will get better.
If I have a taser?
Yeah, you should stick it up your backside and turn it on. I think things will get better. Things are going to get benevolent. I'm not going to lie to you and say things are going to be rosy, but things will reach an impasse where there's a mutual understanding of each person. What's the word? Ground, space. I'm trying to think of the right word. You'll just have an understanding that this is as far as he can go. This is as far as you're prepared to go.
I'm sorry. Could you repeat that? I'm sorry.
Okay. You and him, it is a male, isn't it?
No, it's a coworker.
Okay. You'll come to an understanding of how close used to, how much, what's the right, I can't think of the right word. You'll come to an impasse. Do you know what an impasse is?
Yeah. Mhm.
Okay. He'll realize he can only get so far and you'll let him know how far he can only go, and you'll meet common ground. And it's not going to get any worse. It's not going to get any better. It's just that level. because no one's stepping in to solve it.
Oh. Well, I don't have a conflict with any males there. The female.
The only thing I can say is, she a lesbian?
No.
Now, the reason I say that, strangely enough, is because she's very blokey.
I'm sorry?
So, she's very male-orientated. She's a little butch, would be the word I would use.
Yeah, the little what?
Butch. Aggressive. Butch.
Oh.
So, temporarily, for probably easily the next 2 months, it's just not going to change. It's not going to get any worse. It's not going to get any better. It's an impasse. I don't know what changes in about 2 months' time. So about 8 weeks' time, something changes, and then it gets better. But I don't know what it is. They're not giving me any information to tell me what it is. So why does she get sacked? She falls off the perch. She changes jobs, or the boss tears her in the arm, or whatever it is. It's going to happen for a little while longer yet.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because that's it next to
because whatever it is, it requires a male influence.
Mm-hmm.
This is why I asked whether she's butch, because there's a very strong male influence in all this.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know why this is happening, really. So.
Look, you're a lovely person with a great personality, and you do your work well. So I don't know what's up her backside. I could probably think of a few things. Some of them require surgery to remove, but unfortunately she's not going to change much. She's very set in her ways.
Okay. Yeah, because she's making it seem like I'm making trouble for her, and she's making trouble for me. So then she got her little spies. So I can't really speak freely.
So here's what I need you to do. I suggest strongly you keep a diary.
Mm-hmm.
And whatever you sign off, you keep copies of, whatever it's set, you keep a diary of times, dates, places, witnesses, just in case. I usually find that when you're in bad situations with staff, with fellow workers, it's good to have some form of accountability because without something being written down, it's hearsay. It's very easy for them to go, oh, they said that, they said this, but there's no proof. But if you've got a diary saying times, dates, somebody heard it, things like that, it just makes it a bit simpler. Because I'm not suggesting you could go that far that it goes to HR, but if it does, you've got your ass covered.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying to keep a diary, but I don't know
it's
what she's saying. You know, it's hard because I don't know what she's saying.
It's not about what she's saying. It's about making sure that you keep yourself safe.
Yeah.
And I've seen it because I work in the government department as a chef in a hospital situation. I've had 26 years of this bullshit where it's very easy to be in the government thing. They say you're innocent, you're guilty until proven innocent, basically.
Right.
So what I'm saying to you is we preempt that by just keep a little diary. If there's something going on you're not sure of, keep your own copies of your work you signed up on. If there's a witness to something going on, write down that they witnessed it. And you just keep it for yourself. You might not need it at all, but if the shit hits the fan, you can go, well, hang on a minute. No, that's not exactly the case. On this day, this happened. And this covers your bum and then makes them look stupid if something goes wrong. Especially if they're trying to
keep a diary
of
everything,
the line.
You know, because it's hard to pinpoint the things she says, you know.
It's just whatever she says that you find out about is what you're trying to keep. But really all you're doing is keeping the diary to show that you've done your work and everything you've done is correct.
Okay, start keeping a diary of all my work. Okay.
All right. Work and things that come back to you. If you catch her saying something, you write it down.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
It's hard to catch things because how anybody would tell me anything what's going on unless I would hear it, you know.
But the other thing is, too, you do your work well, just keep doing your work well and just get on with the things that you do. She's going to come unstuck, but it's going to be quite a while yet before she comes unstuck. It's at least 8 weeks away before she lands in her own shit.
You say it's a week away?
No, about 8 weeks away before she finally lands. There's a lead up to when she's finally going to end up in the shit because you can only show her to put it for so long before she catches up with you. And that's about 8 weeks away. Maybe
okay.
Seven, but more like about 8 weeks away. So what we're trying to do here now is make sure that when we get to that point, your ass is covered. Because the first thing she's going to do is try and find someone to blame.
Okay, so keep track of all my work and what I do and if I would hear something right now.
Just if you have proof of things that are being said, write it down. So in other words, so you can show that this isn't the case. You've done your work. You tried to be nice. And just treat her nicely. You know, don't go saccharinely sweet on her. Just treat her evenly regardless. So when people think you're not the one that's biting, she's the one that's biting.
Okay, I try to treat her nice, but she's difficult, you know, and one day
There's this thing of acceptance. You know she's going to be shitty. You just go, okay, well, that's the way she's going to be. And just cover your ass and working.
So just be cordial. Just say hi and bye.
That's all you got to do.
Okay.
Thank God for our daughters, if they are the daughters of
I think that's a hint. Okay.
Word for the week, Pete. I don't know what happened to Ann.
The word for the week is enjoy your week, people. It's going to be a good week. You're not going to have any of the usual bullshit that's going on. Which is
Woo-hoo!
A nice week.
Another week down.
Hey, I'm about 3 weeks away from going back to work.
Oh, wow. What are you going to do with yourself?
I don't know, because at this point in time, I'm about to go out. Marion goes out and works. I keep the house clean, had dinner ready. Yeah, the whole housewife thing. I'm scaring her at the moment because she comes home, she opens the door and I go, "Hello, husband!" And she kind of looks at me like, "Oh, my God."
It's going to be priceless. Priceless. Well, guys, another week down. Steph, give me a holler tomorrow at some point when you get a moment. And
no worries.
We can shoot the poop, and I'll talk to you guys later. Linda, I'll holler at you later if you get a second. And,
good night, everyone.
Good night, John boy.
Okay, bye-bye, everybody.
Wonderful week. Keep up the good work.